I would like to tell you guys a little story back in the summer of 2010 when our family embarked on two separate trips. So this was when the FIFA World Cup was happening in South Africa. So my football-loving father and brother, they went to South Africa while my mom, grandparents, and I went into Europe. So what started as a trip filled with exploration and laughter soon took an unexpected turn, revealing a heart-rending encounter with Alzheimer's disease, something that we were not expecting at all, and it took us by surprise. So this was not just an ordinary trip to Europe. It was my first trip. In fact, I recall that I was 12 years old. 12 or 13? Well, we were just starting to notice things weren't quite right with my grandfather. Though I can't remember the exact moment that raised concern. I think they were like a series of events during the trip that triggered alarm bells for my mom, my grandmother, and myself. So one such instance was when we were checking out of a hotel together, and then minutes later, while heading to the airport, my grandfather insisted we hadn't completed the checkout process. And then I was, you know, replaying the conversation over and over in my head, and then we realized he had forgotten that we had already done so. It was a moment of realization that something was amiss. And after we came back from the trip, you know, we were like, certain red flags started happening during the whole month that we were in Europe. So when we came back, we had, we took him to the doctors and they examined him and they diagnosed him with Alzheimer's, which is basically a mental neurodegenerative disease, which is a slow and progressive condition. So at the early mild stage, we noticed a subtle signs like memory lapses and forgetting routine details. And as the disease advanced, my grandfather faced more significant challenges, eventually reaching the middle to moderate stage of Alzheimer's, where he required increased care. And my grandmother took on the role of primary caregiver, ensuring he took his medications and established a routine to reduce confusion. Sadly, Alzheimer's relentless progression led us to the late severe stage, where his care needs became overwhelming for my grandmother, and it was a difficult decision, but we decided that it was best for him and for us as well. So we had to rely on nurses to attend to his daily needs. But despite all our efforts, we knew there was no cure and his mental connections would eventually fade away. So over 10 years, our family and close friends witnessed how he went from a vibrant, strong, and loving man we knew to just someone that you can see was your family member, but it was hollow. Because since Alzheimer's stripped away his memories and ability to recognize loved ones, it was hard to stomach when we went to visit him. You know, we have all these memories of him, and when he didn't recognize us, we tried to understand that it was the disease, it was not him, obviously, but it's hard to know that a person that you love, that you care about deeply, was not there anymore. But we still, you know, made jokes, visited him, and then we found a few moments where when we played music, his favorite music, we brought photographs, we just, you know, made little things here and there. We saw little, I guess, snippets of my old grandfather, and we had a little piece back. But as time went on, those pieces we could no longer get back. But having these memories, whenever we talk about him, that's what he left us with, all the knowledge, the jokes, the trips. So it was great, and it was definitely an experience with its ups and downs, but we will always remember him as a remarkable person.